calling on the minister to abandon his criminalisation and the policy on our turf cutter population over the last number of weeks, and there was a ban since the 1st of September. A number of people have contacted me, elderly people, in relation to this, and they can't seem to, people that were providing turf last year and previous years for them, that they're frightened to contact these people, and they're informed that they can't sell any turf to them. And again, this might be the only source of warming their homes, which is turf, and it's a cheap fossil fuel as well, compared to when you see the oil prices and gas prices escalating, and the coal prices, which has escalated over the last year, huge prices, and people just can't afford it. And again, there seems to be nothing coming from the government to replace such things as warming their houses for old people, for solar paneling and all this schemes that they have. But out there, it's going to be a severe winter for older people and people that were depending on the turf. And again, criminalising the turf cutters that are providing these, that they can't sell or distribute turf to these people that depend on it.